This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Surprised by Joy by C.S. Lewis, read by Peter Noble.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Preface. This book is written partly in answer to requests that I would tell how I passed from atheism to Christianity, and partly to correct one or two false notions that seem to have got about. How far the story matters to anyone but myself depends on the degree to which others have experienced what I call joy. If it is at all common, a more detailed treatment of it than has, I believe, been attempted before may be of some use. I've been emboldened to write of it because I noticed that a man seldom mentions what he had supposed to be his most idiosyncratic sensations without receiving from at least one, often more of those present, the reply, "What, have you felt that too? I always thought I was the only one." The book aims at telling the story of my conversion and is not a general autobiography, still less confessions like those of St. Augustine or Rousseau. This means in practice that it gets less like a general autobiography as it goes on. In the earlier chapters, the net has to be spread pretty wide in order that, when the explicitly spiritual crisis arrives, the reader may understand what sort of person my childhood and adolescence had made me. When the build-up is complete, I confine myself strictly to business and omit everything.